The devil has made prostitution in my generation to become so advertised that if you are not a prostitute, you look so odd. Some people, all that they discuss about is prostitution. How to sleep with a man, how to sleep with another man, how to do this. This one doesn't have this, this one doesn't have this. That man doesn't have money, that's one, that's one. One of the things that shows that someone is a prostitute is that her love is based on money. When the devil wants to legalize something, the devil puts it so much online. Until you go here, you see it. You go here, you see it. When you see it all the time, see it in the morning, see it in the afternoon, see it at night, it now sticks into your consciousness. And it now looks like that is the main thing. Oh, that's what is trending. But brother, that is what everybody is doing. And when you find somebody who does not live according to that habit, it now looks to you that the person is off. They have passed that one behind. It depends on where you people are passing to. Prostitution has been so much simplified in my generation that we now have what we call domestic prostitutes, and we now have the wild prostitutes. The domestic prostitute feels, oh, we do it on a low key. They were the ones who brought something called hookup. That is to say, if you find somebody that wants me, let me know. I don't need to stand on the streets and get somebody to sleep with me. The spirit of the prostitute links people to being driven by money. So whenever you go on Instagram or any of the social media, you find people say, any guy when no get money, I beg you, I know if you do anything with any person, we no get money, anything good, get money. So everything is summarized to money. When she is summarizing everything to money, what she is saying is that she can be bought. But when the Bible is talking about a virtuous woman, the Bible said her price is far beyond rubies, which means she cannot be bought. When your price is on money, then you can be bought. It's just the matter of how much. We need to understand that our price is far beyond money. That is why Jesus bought us with his blood. If your price was based on money, Jesus would not have bought you with his blood. He would have actually paid money and buy you. But your price was not something that can be bought with money. So Jesus had to sacrifice himself for you on the cross of Calvary. So one of the things that goes on the mind of somebody who the devil is manipulating on to make the person to become a prostitute is that anytime you have problem and you think that how to get the money to solve the problem is through sleeping with somebody, you have contact the spirit of a prostitute. Proverbs 7 verse 2. Keep my commandments and live. That's to say, reject my commandments and die. And my law as the apple of thy eyes. God is saying, my commandments are so wonderful that you have to put it like an apple of your eye. How many of you would love to lose the apple of your eye? How many of you wouldn't love to lose the apple of your eye? You know, the apple of the eye is the real one that carries sight. The other one is just the water where the sight goes around. But the real, the black one or the brown one, that's very many colors. It's the one that really carries sight. So God is saying, protect my commandments. Protect the fact that you don't want to disobey me. Just like you protect your eyesight. Okay, I have a big business in verse 11. Let's go here first. Bind them upon your fingers. Write them upon the tables of thy heart. Write my commandments so much in your heart. Verse 4. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister. And call unto understanding thy kinsmen. Okay. All right, verse 5. When you keep the instructions of the Lord, this is the benefit he's going to do. You see, many brothers ask me, how do I find a good wife? It's very simple to find a good wife. When you keep the commandments of the Lord, you live. Because you have to live first to find a good. Some people who can't find is because they are dead. So those are the things on how to find a good woman now. one, live. Obeying the commandments of God so you can live. Two, obeying the commandments of the Lord like an apple of your eye. Give me verse 3. Bind them upon thy fingers. That is, bind them upon their fingers. That is to say, if you want to do something, you cannot do it because the laws of the Lord is already bound on your fingers. How many of you do nails that there are things you want to do but you can't do because of your vulture nails? Has it happened to anybody before? There are things you want to do, you can't do well. You now want to cut a fang like this. Is this how they cut a fang? Or they cut a fang like this and cut. You now want to cut a fang like this because you have nails. The Bible said, bind it upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of your heart. Write the laws of the Lord. The things that God told you don't do. It's not really for God. If you stay holy, you are not really doing God a favor. You are doing yourself a favor. So the Bible says, write it upon the table of your heart. Wow. Some of you, if God checks the table of your heart, what he sees there is pieces of paper written the names of people you cannot forgive on when they hurted you and how you cannot forgive them. Tell somebody you have a table in your heart. Tell your neighbor, what's on the table? All right, the Bible says, write it upon the table of your heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister. Thou art my sister. If wisdom is your sister, you will not make a mistake in marriage. Thou art my sister, call understanding thy king's woman. All right, verse 5. And it says, when you do all this, in verse 5, this is what is going to happen to you. That they may keep thee from strange woman. Some people say, God, why did you allow me to go and make a mistake and marry this kind of woman? It's not God that is going to keep you. It's instructions of the Lord that is going to keep you. Do you understand what I'm saying? The instructions of the Lord alone has so much to do. It has the ability to keep you from a strange woman. When you now see a lady comes into your life and said, you don't clop. I don't like people that don't clop. I don't like people that don't clop. God has given you something that keeps you from a strange woman. Don't go and say, let me club so that we're compatible with the person I want to marry. Don't. When you club, you watch pornography. When you club, you drink alcohol. When you club, you smoke. When you club, you listen to secular songs. And you see, all that is an embedment to make you a wrong person. When you club, very soon you do drugs. You womanize. You see, the devil will give you a knife to stab yourself. When your husband starts clopping, it's not only you alone that she will see in the club. She will see other women. And she will learn not to be satisfied. The demon of unsatisfaction will get into your husband. And he will not be satisfied. How do you get excited to take your husband to be to go and see other naked women? And feel that after seeing other naked women, she will still love you. All right, verse 5. When you do this, it will. These instructions of the Lord will keep thee from strange women. Sometimes you say, God, why did you allow me? If God had told me in my dream that this woman is going to be like this, I'm not marry her. It's not. God gave you things that should keep you. It's just surprise. You didn't have them. Since you didn't have those things that could keep you from strange woman, you now marry a strange woman. See, strange woman is when you marry somebody and she's telling you to do something that is so strange. As in something your mother did not used to do. Your mother never wore bum short to the junction and come back as a married woman. Oh. And you are marrying a woman who is wearing bum shorts. Some parts of the buttock is still showing. And he said, just junction. All right. Deliver you from strange women, from the stranger which flattered with her words. He will deliver you from a stranger that flattered with her words. Do you know what it means to flatter with words? A stranger flattering with words. A stranger is that this person doesn't know you yet. Now, the stranger doesn't know you well and say nice things about you just because he wants your money. But when he really knows you, he can't stay with you. Very many people are divorced today because they got married to strangers. Strangers. The stranger is not really somebody you don't know well. It's a person that your spirit doesn't know well. It's not just about you knowing somebody. It's about your spirit knowing somebody. If I marry a believer, my spirit accepts the person's spirits. So we can be able to stay together. But if you marry an unbeliever, he's a stranger. Do you understand what I'm saying? He's a stranger. Her spirit is strange with this one. I've heard a woman told the husband, what is it? What is it? Is it not just sleeping with? Is it not only one person I went out and slept with? What is it that you are crying like this? That's a stranger. Okay, verse 10. Give me verse 10. Wow. Verse 10 start giving you the characteristics, yeah. And behold, there met him a woman with an attire of an harlot. And she is subtle in heart. Give me verse 11. Maybe I'll just stop there and start preaching. I'll be preaching on when the future mother is a prostitute. Be seated. Tell somebody, there's problem. Tell somebody, there's problem. When the future mother is a prostitute. There's a big calamity. And calamity number one is that she will produce after her kind. So all her children will be like her. Did I say be like her? They will be more than her. Because every parent pray that their children be more than them. Financially, spiritually, prostitutionally. Have you seen the level of prostitution that is introduced in our generation? Sometimes you just go on Facebook and you see prostitutes. As in, the devil has made prostitution in my generation to become so advertised that if you are not a prostitute, you look so odd. As in, you find ladies who are posting their pictures and doing videos and said, and they are posting, pointing some certain parts of the body, and they call out their numbers there. It is just to tell you that I'm a prostitute ready for services. If you want me, call this number. You see, you can be in this apartment for 10 years and you don't know where they sell Igbo. Like myself, who has not smoked before, even when I was not an unbeliever, I don't know where they sell Igbo. But somebody can come from Port Harcourt and just enter apartment today for the first time and will know where they sell Igbo. Do you understand what I'm telling you? If you understand what I'm telling you, let me see your hand. He will know exactly where Igbo is being sold. And where they sell it very cheap. And where the original one is being sold. You'll be wondering whether the person has lost. Have you seen the Savior, the one that came to visit me? They said, no. He's just new in this community. I pray he shouldn't get lost. No. He has located his people. You call him, where are you? You are new in this place. Where? Don't worry. I'm in safe hands. When people look at WhatsApp, prostitutes do real adverts there. I'll tell you how prostitutes do adverts there. Prostitutes do real adverts there. If you are very innocent, you may not even know that that's an advert. Them that do it know it. The people that they are doing it to know it. When you find a lady wants to snap picture and shows the buttocks to the camera, she's posting four pictures on her timeline. She's post this side, post this side, post this side, post this side. When you want to sell any products, a car, that's what you do. You snap the outside, you snap the backside, you snap the interior. So that's why ladies sometimes snap themselves with their breasts exposed, because it's a way of snapping the interior to make somebody else who's interested to buy. So that's a prostitute. Prostitution is very, very normal in my generation, and it takes me into deep prayers and intercession. That's why I don't know how to preach on all these things that other people are preaching on. Preach prosperity, receive money tomorrow, receive this. When you say you receive money tomorrow, what will you use it for? If you don't have Jesus, you will still use money to become a prostitute or to drink champagne or to drink. So why should I tell you to receive something that is going to destroy you? I try as much as I can in my preachings to make sure I point you to the real life that God wants you to live. And the real life that God wants you to live is what makes the money stable in your hand and meaningful. So you find out that there is so much level of prostitution. Sometimes you find somebody talking on phone, on videos, and she's saying all manner of things she can do about sex. She's saying so many things that she can do, how exposed she is, and how you just hear, when you hear these stories, I'm going to show you some few things that when you find it in somebody, you just understand that this is a prostitute talking. You need to listen to one of my messages called The Spirit of the Prostitute. Some people, all that they discuss about is prostitution. How to sleep with a man, how to sleep with another man, how to do this. This one doesn't have this, this one doesn't have this. That man doesn't have money, that one doesn't have money. One of the things that shows that someone is a prostitute is that her love is based on money. That's what you see on social media. When the devil wants to legalize something, the devil puts it so much online. Until you go here, you see it. 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 Go. When you see it all the time, see it in the morning, see it in the afternoon, see it at night, it now sticks into your consciousness. And it now looks like that is the main thing. Oh, that's what is trending. Oh. But brother, that is what everybody is doing. And when you find somebody who does not live according to that habit, it now looks to you that the person is off. They have passed that one behind. It depends on where you people are passing to. Sometimes you find somebody who's not doing what others are doing. And they say, oh, no, 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 no. You know, Elizabeth is too slow. We have passed her behind. You people are passing to hellfire. You people are passing to hellfire. Very close to hell. That's why some girls say that they are so hot. It is a sign that you are very close to hell. Oh, we are hot. See hot, hot picture. And these things are very, very simple. And boys don't understand. Simple things. A lady is telling you she's hot. And you're going in for her. Not knowing that where hotness is in hell. A lady is a slay queen and you're going to her. And the Bible said that they will slay kings. They will slay kings. They will destroy kings. That's what they will do. And she tells you she's a slay queen. And you don't even understand. You don't even understand that you are in the hands of your Delilah. So, prostitution has been so much simplified in my generation that we now have what we call domestic prostitutes, and we now have the wild prostitutes. The domestic prostitute feels, oh, we do it on a low key. They were the ones who brought something called hookup. That is to say, if you find somebody that wants me, let me know. I don't need to stand on the streets and get somebody to sleep with me. That's it. The spirit of the prostitute links people to being driven by money. So whenever you go on Instagram or any of the social media, you find people say, ah, any guy when no get money, I beg, oh, I know if you do anything with any person when no get money, anything we get money. So everything is summarized to money. When she is summarizing everything to money, what she is saying is that she can be bought. But when the Bible is talking about a virtuous woman, the Bible said her price is far beyond rubies. Which means she cannot be bought. Tell somebody that cannot be bought. She cannot be bought. Most of the videos that you see online, they are the things that are influencing you negatively, yet you love it so much. I saw a video where somebody came out of the house and saw a visitor outside. And this was a lady, and she had a towel on her body. And she saw the visitor outside. And the visitor said, please, I would love you to remove your towel. A married woman said, I would love you to remove your towel for so amount of money. I'm going to give to you. And the woman started insulting the person. What kind of nonsense is that? What kind of nonsense is that? Why can't you tell me that to remove? He said, okay, for 500,000. He said, that's an insult, 700,000. When the lady, boy now said 1 million, she said 1 million. I now thought of very many things she would do for 1 million. And now said, is it only, I want you to pay attention to me. Is it only for me to open my towel and you just see and close? And the man said, that's all. And the woman did it and got the 1 million, sent the transfer and said, okay, your husband is inside. Okay, no problem. And the husband came out and said, who was that at the door? He said, oh, he said his name is Charles, your friend. Oh, has he given you the 1 million naira that he was owing me? Because I called him to bring the 1 million naira. So you see, the future mother has become a prostitute. When your price is on money, then you can be bought. It's just the matter of how much. Then you can be bought. When your price is money. We need to understand that our price is far beyond money. That is why Jesus bought us with his blood. If your price was based on money, Jesus would not have bought you with his blood. He would have actually paid money and buy you. But your price was not something that can be bought with money. So Jesus had to sacrificed himself for you on the cross of Calvary. So one of the things that goes on the mind of somebody who the devil is manipulating on to make the person to become a prostitute is that anytime you have problem and you think that how to get the money to solve the problem is through sleeping with somebody, you have contact the spirit of a prostitute. Anytime you have problems, you need money, and what goes on in your heart is that, or what goes on in your mind is that, if I find somebody to sleep with, he will give me this money that I'm looking for. You have contact the spirit of the prostitute. Everybody have problem, money problem, including our president, the president of our country. Everybody have money issues. What goes on in your mind when you lack money is the true nature of who the devil has tried to make you to become, or what God has tried to make you to become. Now, the Bible said that godliness and contentment is great gain. There are very many persons who have about 6 shoes and they want to go to a wedding. I mean, ladies now, because I'm talking to future girls. They have about 6 shoes and they want to go for somebody's wedding, and they are so disturbed that they don't have a shoe to wear. I mean, 6 shoes, they don't have a shoe to wear. What about the other one? No, I can't take. No. Do you know all my friends are going to come? All our secondary school friends are going to come. And I wear this. No, I cannot wear this. What about this? They still would want to get a new shoe when they are not walking, when they are not doing anything. So how will they get the new shoe? They now start looking for, who should I sleep with now to give me money to get a shoe? It's not about the shoe. It's the spirit. Because the devil knows that there's no day that you'll be completely satisfied with money. Hello? How much will you have and you will be so satisfied with? As in, you say, I don't need money again. How much will you have? How much do you think you can have and said, I don't need money again? You don't know the amounts. When you don't know the amount of the money that you're looking for, it means you're looking for something that you don't even know. That is how money is. That's why very many men sleep with very many ladies, because they don't even know what they want in life. By the time they now know what they want, they have destroyed their life. They have now had very many children from very many people, and the children now make their old age miserable. So when you find somebody sleeping with a man to get money, it's not about the money. Somebody said, there's one guy that does prank, and I don't know, all the ladies, many very people fall to the prank. She will tell you, I want you to remove your pants on the main road and I'll give you 20,000 naira just now. And you will see a lady that you thought is so responsible and respected walking around. See, when you see somebody walk, you feel that the person is so, you think the value of the person is so high. When the man with arms said, I want you to just, 20,000 naira, I have it right here. And will remove his pocket and said, I want you to. The lady would say, why not let me go out from the road and remove it? He said, no, just here. And the lady said, okay, no problem. And we start to remove. The young man would say, stop. It was a prank. Why do you want to do this? The lady would now start, I'm having issues. I'm having financial issues. My mother is not feeling well with my father. You have successfully, through what you listen to, through pressure of life, sometimes you allow pressure of life drives you into the uncomfortable lifestyle. Pressure of life. See, let me tell you something. There are people that have half of what you have and they are comfortable. Very, very comfortable. They are not moved by what people wear. They are not moved by what people say. Very comfortable. They are not interested. It is you that is trying to compete with people, trying to measure up with people. As if they have ever given somebody an award for the best money spender in the year. What the devil does is that it throws influence on people, and it makes you want to be like others, even when you don't have money. Very many times I have introduced business ideas in this church, and nobody wants to do it. But somebody would want to move all the way from here and go and see a man in Ikorekwene. Stay in the hotel Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And when he goes, he said, after all, he will stay in the hotel, eat free food. And after all, when I'm coming back, back 2,000. Oh, do you know why you're laughing? You're laughing because the price is too low. Yeah. Now, for the fact that you believe that the price is too low, it means that if it was a little bit high, it would have made sense. And if you believe that if it was a little bit high, it would have made sense, then you have already gotten the spirit of the prostitute. Because the price that you think would have made sense has now become your price. You are blessed with a rich preacher. If I was saying you went to Ikorekwene and you just came back with 2 million, some people would say, If you ever think like that, then that has become your price. That has become your price. Let me tell you something. The devil does buy and sell. The devil will see such a glorious destiny in your life and will want to pay you so much to get that your destiny so that you become useless. That's what the devil does. For all the ladies who will pay you and sleep with you, it is just that you have so much anointing inside of you. So much great glory inside of you that will make you to become a glorious person in the future. And the devil is tackling you. When you find very many young men running and rushing to sleep with you, it's not your beauty that is attracting them. Have you seen a lady that is not beautiful, but she has a rush? Have you seen such a person? She's not very beautiful. You are even wondering, what are they rushing? She has a rush in her life. People rush in and want to sleep with her. They want to love her. They want to do that. There is something in her life that the devil is rushing to tap. There was a time white people entered Ghana. They entered Ghana so much. They showed love to Ghana so much. They were always carrying things out of Ghana. Ghana did not know that the stone that the white people were carrying out of their country was gold. They give them stones. They carry it and load in a tipan and go out and give the mirror. When they see themselves in the mirror, they dance in the mirror. That's what the devil has been doing to you. Gold and give the mirror. A trailer full of gold. They collect it and give the chief mirror. One mirror for a whole village. One mirror for a whole village. When you want to know how you look, after 15 years, you now go to the mirror and check yourself. Chief, give me 2 more minutes. That's what the devil does with very many people's life. He knows the glorious future. You see, the Bible says, this is what the Bible says. The Bible talks about how God is interested in giving us an expected end. God is more interested in giving you an expected end, but not an expected beginning. So your beginning may be rough. Your beginning, you may not even have clothes to wear. Your beginning, you may not even have good food to eat. Your beginning may be full of persecution. People don't even want to know why you have decided to follow God. Don't worry. Much beginnings are like that, including the beginning of a nice soup. Have you cooked a nice soup before? The beginning is not always nice. People peel something. They pound something. Beginning. They cut something. In cutting, sometimes you cut your hand. The beginning of everything is like that. They pound pepper. Have you pound pepper before? Sometimes they pound something. The beginning is always like that. Beginning of every beautiful future is always like that. But at the end, have you eaten a nice soup before? That after eating a nice soup, you have to lick your fingers. That's how glorious. But the devil knows that you don't like a rough beginning. So the devil now takes away, make your beginning not to be rough. Give you some certain compensation in the beginning. So that your beginning will look so sweet and you don't even understand that that's not the way you are going to again. Imagine you have 2 roads here. This, my son, is from Abia State. The road in their state is one of the worst roads in the country as we speak. When he is on the road and is going to Abia State, we will have to pray for Abia State for their road to be fine. Amen. You now see that you can, when you're going to a particular place, the road can be 2 lanes. Some places the road can be very nice, but when you are going, you know your destination. When you know your destination, Charlie, it doesn't matter how nice this other lane is. If it doesn't lead to where I'm going to, I can't compromise where I'm going to a nice lane. Because you can drive in a very nice lane and you don't have where to sleep when it is night. But you can drive in a bad lane. Broom, broom, boom, broom, broom. Broom, 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 broom. There are times you drive, and if you don't have seat belts, you now go, you find yourself at the back. The people at the back are in the front. I was passing in Abia State. I saw they used 1 lane. The governor wanted to do 2 lanes. 1 lane that is just like this. They now use blocks, 5 inches block, and put in the middle. Put in the middle. They do small 2 lanes. after some time, just when you drive two pole, the blocks finish. They couldn't buy blocks and continue. But it doesn't matter. If there's a road that leads to somebody's destination, it goes in there. Most times you have chosen the road that does not lead to your destination. And you're going there. That's why very many people get stranded in their future, because the road they took is not leading to anywhere.
Four ways to know a prostitute. Four ways. Four ways to know somebody who has contacted the spirit of a prostitute. Number one, her clothing. The way she dresses. You must avoid this kind of people. You must avoid marrying this kind of people. So I'm giving you four ways or more on how to know somebody that has contacted the spirit of prostitution. If you get married to somebody that has contacted the spirit of a prostitution, think about what kind of a mother will the person be for my children. Please, when you are getting married, apart from the love you have for this person that you want to get married to, apart from how beautiful the person is, check very well. Is this person qualified to be a mother of my children? Do you understand what I'm telling you? Do you understand? If you want to get married to somebody, check. Is this person qualified to be the mother of my children? How many people will want your children to suffer the way you have suffered? Let me see your hand. How many people will not want their children to suffer what you have suffered? Let me see your hand. How many people will want their children to go through so much because they have also gone through so much? Let me see your hand. How many people will want their children to have a better life? Do you know even people who smoke Igbo will not want their children to smoke Igbo? Do you believe me? How many people will love their children to smoke Igbo? You will see that even the people that smoke Igbo, their hand will not be lifted up. How many people will love their children to smoke Igbo? Let me see your hand lifted up. How many people will want their children to become Ron's girl? Ron's girl. Let me see your hand lifted up. Even Ron's girls are not lifting up their hands. Wow. Is it amazing? How many people will want their children to be kidnappers? You will find out that even if there was a kidnapper around, the kidnapper will not lift up his hands. The reason is that people know what is bad and wouldn't want to do it. So they are doing it not because they don't know it is bad, but there is a spirit that has compelled them to do it. Women stay more with the children than the men. Wives stay more with the children than the husbands. Mothers stay more with the children than the fathers. So when you want to choose a wife, you have to check. Is this person, does she have a mother quality? Or does she only have a prostitute quality? Are you listening to what I'm teaching you? Now, one way to know somebody that has contacted the spirit of a prostitute is her dressing. Verse 10. Just then, a woman met him. She's been lying in wait to dress to seduce him. A prostitute's dressing is such that can seduce somebody. The prostitute dressing, the dressing of a prostitute is in such a way that it can seduce somebody. Am I talking to somebody? If you dress and somebody seeing you can be sexually aroused, then you have counted yourself among prostitutes. Am I talking to somebody? Yeah. So the aim of dressing was for covering. The aim why God designed clothing was for people to cover their nakedness. But when somebody dresses and part of the person's body is outside, intentionally, it shows that the person is a prostitute. So the Bible tells us that the person wears an attire of an harlot. Attire means uniform. So it means prostitutes have their uniform. Tell somebody, prostitutes have their uniform. Tell somebody, prostitutes have their uniform. Don't wear their uniform. Yeah. So the uniform is not in the color. The uniform is that the intention of the cloth is to reveal some sensitive part of the body. That's the intention of the clothes. It is to reveal some sensitive part of the body. What are the sensitive part of somebody's body? The breast, the lips, the navel, your stomach, the waist, the buttocks, the armpits. This is how you have to measure clothes. When a tailor wants to measure shit, stand up. They will measure like this, and they will measure like this. Do you understand? This is how they measure shit. All the tailors, are you learning something? They measure like this. When you're measuring clothes, you measure shit like this. You measure it like this. The interest is that when this person folds his hand, let long sleeve not turn to short sleeve. That's the intention. Lady, when you want to dress, when you want to measure your clothes, how long the clothes is, measure on your sitting, not your standing. There are many times that when you stand, the clothes has covered you, but when you sit, you are sitting down naked. You understand what I'm saying? When you measure the clothes and check the clothes, in your mind, think about when I'm sitting down, how comfortable will I be? Let me tell you something. There are very many girls that wear clothes and they cannot sit down till they remove it. Women have suffered in this world. There are clothes that women are wearing. They don't sit down. I'm told that currently women have started wearing nyash. If they wear the nyash, they don't sit down because it's made up of cork. Whenever a dressing and the intention of the dressing is to reveal nakedness, then you are indirectly telling the world that you are a prostitute. You are saying every part of the body that you reveal is a part of the body that you want to sell. It's something to sell. You just want to sell. In one wedding, the bridal train wore clothes and 80% of the breast was outside. Just the nipple and the backside of the breast was inside. So something fell on the floor and they wanted to carry it. Three ladies, something fell from the bride. Three ladies wanted to carry the flower that fell. All of a sudden, there were now seven things on the ground. Do you understand? So after they carry it, they now start doing like this. It's an attire of an harlot. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that you are delivered from the spirit of prostitution. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of prostitution in your mind, I remove it in the name of Jesus. You shall be a wonderful wife. Not just a wife, but a mother. Not just a mother, but a great mother. Listen, the Bible says you shall train up a child in the way he should go. When you want to marry, check. The wife I want to marry, does she have something enough to train my children? If the woman does not have what to train the children, then you are going to fail in parenting. You are going to give birth to children that you are not proud of. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are going to give birth to children that you are not proud of. Not because of the children, but because of her trainer that you pick. When you pick a woman just because she has buttocks, you pick a woman because she has the front, she's in Manchester United. Or you pick her because she's so beautiful and you ignore her morals. Does she have what it takes to groom my children? Apart from having what it takes to groom my children, is she in the right church that can help her to be able to help my children? That is the basic thing. Else, you will find out that the woman you're getting married to cannot represent you. Cannot represent. There are some of you, brothers, that your spiritual life is not even good. Your only hope is if you marry a wife that has a little spiritual life. Am I talking to somebody? And God forbid if you now go and get married to somebody who now help you to backslide, then you are finished. Very many future mothers in our generation are not preparing for motherhood. They are prostitutes. They are harlots. They are hookuppers. People who do hookup. I think they are hookuppers. People who carry them is their hookuppies. Lift up your hands. Start talking to God. Prostitution begins from the mind. When the devil starts manipulating your mind, he can manipulate your dressing. He can manipulate your behavior. He can manipulate your action. He can manipulate what you do. Prostitution is not limited to sisters alone. It's limited also to brothers. You can be very, very loose, even as a brother. You fall for every seduction. It shows you are a prostitute. You fall for every seduction. Lift up your hands. Say, Lord, work on my mind. The essence of the word of God is to transform your mind. The Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind. God is intending to renew your mind. That you will find somebody wearing clothes that you used to wear, and you'll be wondering whether they have their brain with them. After preaching this message to you, you are going to get back home and you will check most of your clothes and you ask yourself, was I the one who bought these clothes? Was I the one who used to wear these clothes? Because the intention of the devil was to make sure he cheapens you. The intention of the devil is to make sure he cheapens you. As your hands are lifted up, I declare in the name of Jesus, your mind is transformed. Your mind is transformed by the word of God. Your mind is transformed. The moment your mind is transformed, your value increases. In the name of Jesus, your mind is transformed. Your value is increasing. Your mind is developing. Every seductive spirit, working against your life, I declare in the name of Jesus that the Spirit of the Lord will rise so much in you until those spirits will be sacked in the name of Jesus. Receive the Spirit of the Lord. Receive back your conscience. Receive back the glory of God. May the Spirit of the Lord minister great things unto you in the name of Jesus. As your hands are still lifted up, I want to pray for some special people. People who want to give their life to Jesus, I want your hand to be on your chest. I want Jesus to come into that heart. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want your hand on your chest. I want Jesus to come into your heart. So put your hands on your chest, close your eyes. If you want Jesus to come in, I want to pray for you. Yeah, I've seen people doing that. Thank you for obeying me. Put your hand on your chest. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Jesus, change me. Jesus, transform me. Jesus, deliver me. Jesus, make me your servant. Make me your child. Give me what it takes to mold my children, my future children, my generation. Make me a kind of person that you'll be proud of. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus, everybody. Do it better for Jesus. Clap better for Jesus.